Capehart, Winsome Sears not proof GOP victories weren't motivated by racism, whiteness is a hell of a drug. By Trent Baker on November 7, 2021. This week on MSNBC's The Sunday Show, host Jonathan Capehart responded to a Wall Street Journal editorial directed at him for claiming Glenn Youngkin winning Virginia's gubernatorial race would be a win for white supremacy. The editorial, noting that Virginia elected Winsome Sears, a black woman, as lieutenant governor, mocked Capehart's analysis ahead of the election as a racist fail. Capehart argued Sears' election doesn't make his assertion wrong. Whiteness is a hell of a drug. Fear worked, and Youngkin won in a state President Biden won just last year by 10 points, Capehart stated. Nice try, but invoking the name of Winsome Sears doesn't prove my assertion wrong about the role of race in the Virginia governor's election, not in the least, he continued. Look, voting for someone black does not grant absolution from racism or being motivated by the racist dog whistles, or nowadays, bullhorns, that politicians used to play on racial fears for political gain. And let's be clear. Having some of your best friends be black or family members be black or dating or being married to someone black or liking black music and culture is no pass either. Also, when you hear us talking about granting folks black cards, always remember it's a joke. Blackness isn't transferable, but I digress. What I'm saying is not meant to take away from Sears' historic accomplishment. Capehart pointed out that Sears supported former President Donald Trump's America First policy and that she was part of a ticket that picked at white grievance and played on racial fears to win. With the exception of her support for historically black colleges and universities, I don't agree with Sears on, well, anything, he stated. After all, she is super conservative and was the national chair of Black Americans Making America First, whose goal, according to its website, is to promote Trump policy initiatives. So, the power of her symbolism only goes so far with me. Especially since she was part of a ticket that picked at white grievance and played on racial fears to win. Sears' election doesn't make those seeking absolution from charges of racism not racist. And her election should not give Virginians or the Republican Party a pass on being held accountable for what they say and how they say it to get elected, because it doesn't. If whiteness is a hell of a drug, elected someone black is no antidote. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.